Hi, I'm Lucy, and I'm going to play songs.
I think I'm going to play a cover first. It's Regina Spektor. It's called Somewhere in the City.
Telling strangers personal things. Summer in the city. I'm so lonely, lonely, lonely. So I went to a protest just to rub up against strangers. And I didn't coming, but I also felt like crying, and it don't seem so worth it right now. The castrated ones stand in the corner smoking. They want to feel the bulges in their pants start to of a beautiful woman. They feel nothing. The anger her skin makes them sick in the night. Nauseous, nauseous, nauseous. Summer in the city. I'm so lonely, lonely, lonely. I've been hallucinating you, babe. At the backs of other women, and I tap on their shoulders, and they turn around smiling, but there's no recognition in their eyes. Oh, summer in the city means cleavage, cleavage. Get me wrong, dear. In general life, I'm doing quite fine. But when it's summer in the city and you are long gone from the city, I start to miss you, baby, sometimes. Oh, when it's summer in the city and you are long gone from the city, I start to miss you, baby, sometimes.
Is it all right if I play one more song? I guess I'll play another cover, and it'll be kind of a random cover of Radiohead's Creep. But it's like my own weird version that's totally not accurate to the real version. It's freaking me out. Your skin makes me
cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. You're so very special. I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so very special. What the heck?
back we have Madeline and Carl. And if anyone wants to come sit by me, I'm kind of lonely over here.
Someone have a guitar to use? I have a 2-4 hack. Yeah, no.
Is there a guitar in the audience?
I got one in my band.
All right, I'm going to do a little bit of juggling. And then maybe I could play a song after that. Anyways. I am really cool.
Well, the guitar is coming. I have a quick announcement.
All right.
All right. For those of you who are connoisseurs of fine liquor, I will be having another benefit for the journal, same as I did up in Idaho. And tonight's selection will be a 16-year-old Islay single malt scotch called Lagavulin. There are some rules. First of all, you have to make a donation before I'll give you a shot. Two, you must be 21 years of age or older. Please don't abuse it because I'm the one that'll get fucked. And three, you can't be so drunk that I just don't think you need to get drunker.
Or that you won't appreciate.
And you probably won't appreciate a 16-year-old Islay single malt scotch anyway. Good point. All right. The shots will start at $5. And as soon as all the $5 shots have been given out, then we'll go to $4. And you understand how this goes? Until it's finally free, if there's any left. Pony up $5 and you can be first in line. Bring your money. It's all for the journal.
Thank you for the guitar, whoever's this is. I'm going to play an original song. And
yeah, hope you dig it.
The hawk swoops down to grab its prey. The sun comes up to start another day. The cycles of nature simply go. Matter decays, something will grow. We all live. Mother Earth provides. We all live here. We share this planet with so many beautiful creatures. The language of footprints left into the snow tell us the story that I would like to know. The wisdom of forests and how rivers flow. saw the ocean and how the moon knows. Destruction threatens what is wild. Destruction misdirected energy when really we're all. Foundations of a civilization that devouring the earth.
Well, so there have been a lot of, I heard some talk about vasectomies, and I just want to sing a song that, just to add to the discussion a little bit, that my granddad taught me, and some of you have heard it. Someday I'll try to learn something else to bring to the Rendezvous Talent Show, but I'm going to sing along if you know the words. It's in very poor taste, just giving everyone a warning. All right. In an anarchist garret, so lowly and so mean. Oh, smell the pungent odor of nitroglycerine. They're busy making fuses and filling cans with nails. And the little Slavic children take up this mournful wail. Oh, it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. What? Hold on for that. What? The last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Poor Mama's aim is bad, and the Kopskis all know Dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Poor Jenny took the bomb and started off. Remember, says Mama, to blow up Temple Hof. 4 hours the party waited while dawn turned into day. Then the little Slavic children set up this mournful lay. Oh, it's Brother Ivanovich's turn to throw the bomb. For Jenny's gone the way of Brother Tom. Poor Mama's aim is bad, and the Kopskis all know Dad. So it's Brother Ivanovich's turn to throw the bomb.
Next up we have Carl. All right, and on stack we have Jurassic and BB Nick.
This song was inspired by, you know, my attendance at a number of Round River rendezvous, so... There it is. Well, tonight is the night. Will you do what is right? Will you put up a fight? 'Cause you feel it inside. And oh, in the wooded night. Oh, in the firelight. Friends, everything circles round again. La la da da da, la da da, la la. Well, I know you're alone, but you're not alone, 'cause you feel it inside, and you know what is right. So, in the wooded night. Oh, in the firelight. Oh, in the hands of friends. Everything circles round again. We roll down the river. We roll down the river. We roll down the river. Is the night? Will you do what is right? Will you put up a fight? 'Cause you feel it inside. And oh, in the wooded night, oh, in the firelight, oh, in the hands of friends, everything circles round again. We roll down the river.
Try to play one more. All right, so this one was inspired by a friend and I hitchhiking the Alaskan Highway and no one picking us up and what we thought maybe they thought about us, especially this one trailer from Maine. We're both from Maine, that kept passing us every day, and for some reason somebody would eventually pick us up when we get in front of the trailer from Maine or the RV from Maine, and then they pass us again that the next day. Don't pick us up out on the road, we'll steal your car and slice your throat. Don't pick us up, we'll find your home and eat your food, then burn it down. Don't pick us up. You know we smell. Last time we bathed, no one can tell. Don't pick us up. So far from home. Don't pick us up. A dog has fleas, she'll lick her ass on your car seat. Don't pick us up, this tiny town. All those we're here, and we all frown. Here we go, one more time from the top. Don't pick us up, our dog has fleas, she'll lick her ass on your car seat. Don't pick us up, this tiny town. All those were here, and they all frown. The sheriff's circle, the state Adidas, the locals hand out pamphlets of Jesus. Our food stamp cards, they didn't work. They're from out of state, cried the brilliant clerk. There were no dumpsters worth anything. Only lousy Walmart and crappy Walgreens. We found no place to charge our phones. Friday through Monday, libraries closed. We filled our water, gas station bathroom. We prepped the door, not have to ask them. We're flying signs, we spaced all day. Only the local teens gives 228. The train don't come, hit through your town, or we'd be gone, we'd be westbound. RV. I know you can probably fit, it's true, another three, oh yeah. Don't shrug your shoulders, no, that you don't know us. You passed us yesterday, town's down the road. Don't pick us up with our thumbs out. We are real trouble, there is no doubt. Don't pick us up out on the road. We'll steal your car, we'll slice your throat. Don't pick us up, we'll find your home and eat your food, then burn it down. Don't pick us up, yeah, you know we smell, yeah. Last time we made hell, no one can tell. No, don't pick us up now, so far from home. And don't pick us up, no, out on the road. And the sheriff's circle, the state Adidas, the locals hand out pamphlets of Jesus. Our food stamp cards, no, they didn't work here. They're from out of state, cried the brilliant clerk. And there were no dusters here worth anything. This town, only lousy Walmart and crappy Walgreens, Walgreens. We found no place to charge our phones, Friday through Monday, yeah, library's closed, it's closed. Another three, oh yeah, don't shrug your shoulders, no, that you don't know us, you passed us yesterday, town's down the road. Don't pick us up, so far from home, don't pick us up, out on the road. Woo!
So, who here likes playing in sandboxes? I love sandboxes.
Me too. I like the beach more.
Beach is fun. Beach is fun. Comparable, similar. Sometimes what happens in a sandbox, though, is it's like, it's a little too small, and there's like other kids in the sandbox, and they're like beating on you. Not like with their fists, but you know, just like it's a rough world in the sandbox sometimes. Anyways, this is called Back in the Sandbox. As back in the sandbox, as South Memphis streets wind back to our hermitage, as the canals of valleys, of rivers, slowly dug out from the coal fields of the quarries of salt and indigo, as back in the sandbox, chained beside the children of the TVA, as rebuilding walls endlessly, endlessly, lest our chains pass over them, the weight of work across this dirt or marrow and water or water and mud, sifting, shifting their steel, as surveying the new castles and resurveying with old reconsiderations of impact studies, the bloodline, and the footpaths which carry us back in between the capital, the lawn paths below our paths, the ones that carry us back in between the capital, holding their tools in leather place, only if planted in dirt or marrow and water or water and mud, if only, if chained to children of lost cultures of water, or intermarriage and land, or assimilation and land, as violence drops from the turrets, as violence drops from the child you're chained against, as violence drops through the bloodline, which carries us back in between the capital. The same ones where the younger ones fiddle out the ballads of nationalism, mechanized autotune, witchcraft. All the children sing, all the chains dance, as we had once waltzed down past the big waters in late April, making our song every third step. Back, way back, before attendance, before the king could dance. So he'd sneak to small streets at night, drunkenly counting his steps as one might weave with pretty men or men. But then there was wine, as there is now. But then there was land, unwarned by worms of oppression. But then there were worms, as there are now, surfacing as bathing, as breathing between breaks against laying the foundation of the holy platforms for this polis, smothering the smoke out of the market, choking the life out of the street tramps, stealing their amphetamines, railing amphetamines, going out at early hours where the king kept keep, kicking the bread out of the kids were chained against, burying their bones under this box as the sand seeps out, thickening the bloodline to parts that pool at points where paths carry us back and between the capital. Quick now. Now's the best chance to piss on their castle.
Yeah!
Bob Nix is next!
I'm Kara.
And I'm John.
And this is John, and we're gonna perform a song that we wrote with some other people.
On the shoulder, it is ringing in my lungs. I miss my home, but I can't deny the fire grows higher and higher. I sit within the dewdrop.
Janis Joplin song.
Hold on, one. I'm sorry.
Did you hear about the Farmer of the Year, though? She was outstanding in her field.
Earth First Journal. Not too long ago, we got sent was basically a time capsule of Earth First like shirts and hats from 1994. Yeah. Complete like brand new and unworn. This is one of the hats. Here we go. And this is the full get up right here. So we have a bunch of these shirts and stuff. We're gonna, but we have like a particularly special shirt Mick is gonna talk about. And then we're gonna auction this shirt off and auction off the Earth First Badass Kit, which includes a badass camo hat from 1994, a badass 1994 green Earth First shirt, a direct action manual, and a subscription to the Earth First Journal, including the most recent issue. So that's me after Mick talks about this a little bit. All right. And you have to pet Raffy if you win, too.
I'm not an artist. I steal other people's work and paste it together, and I never thought I would see this thing again. But I was telling y'all when we were eating Thunder Craig special sauce about the Orange County Earth First Mop, which back in the early 90s, it was great. It was an incredibly powerful group of people. There was Mike Ritchie and Susan and Craig, of course, and Nicole, and there was just this amazing bunch of people fighting against development through the remaining wild areas of Orange County.
OC represent.
Coastal sage scrub. Say again?
OC represent.
We did. We occupied a lot of top full front page articles of the Earth First Journal for a while there. It was great. They were fabulous people. We did crazy things like took a bunch of bags of cow shit into the Transportation Corridor Agency meeting and slung them around the place and
throwing poop. Woohoo!
Yeah, Craig hated that action because it kept coming up. Even if it was just kind of a silly action, it actually got press, and then it metastasized. And when they recount things that Earth First did as far as mischief goes, that cow chip action keeps coming up, and Craig was always like, oh, God, I can't believe we did that. But anyway, yeah, they were a brave bunch of souls. We help Laguna Canyon try and fight against one of the corridors, and there is a picture of me arm in arm with a cop and a fireman while the city councilman's locked underneath this D9 because they were not cooperating with the county. They were from Laguna Beach, which didn't want any of that shit, so it's no, we can't bring up any resources to get anybody unlocked because there could be an accident on 101 and we'd have to go down there, so no, we're not coming up here to cut that guy out from under your stupid tractor. They were great. And this is a time capsule. Put up your money. You'll have a piece of history just to wear all over the place. You can even cut the waist off it, show your belly button or something. It says, no more development. Orange County, Earth First. If you don't want to have Orange County on it, I suppose. No, it would be a sin if you went and whited that out. So live with it.
White out Orange County.
Don't. Yeah, go down to Orange County and do something down there.
Obliterate that.
Anyway.
All right. So, so we're going to start trying to auction this off and see if folks want to, like, buy a little piece of Earth First history. Also, we have, like, six of these little hats, these little pretty slick, obviously very stylish.
Really slick?
Yeah, really slick.
Feels good.
Earth First hats, and some people are wearing them right now, but they don't own them. You can buy them from them for $20. $1 for every year they've been around. You can just, like, ask me if there's any left or anything like that. How much should we start with?
Nick, what should we start with?
Hey, yeah.
What should we start with?
Yeah, what's the starting bid to auction this shirt off?
Oh.
Living piece of history.
Easy, $27.50.
All right, starting with $27.50. And then maybe going up in more round increments from there. Does anyone want to...
Do we hear
$27.50 for the Orange County Earth First shirt. Come on.
Yeah, all right, we got $27.50. All right. $28.50. Do we hear
$28.50? Wait. Oh, God, I can't do this.
30. We hear 30 over 30? Here. Do we hear 35?
Wait, $28.50 we got.
$28.50. $30.
All right,
$30. All right.
Come on. Look at
do
that. There's a fist on there, a monkey wrench and everything.
$32. $32? Can we hear $32?
Huh?
Look at this shirt. It's crisp. It's white. It's clean. You can get it as dirty as you want.
$32 over here.
$32. All right. Can we see $35? $35 for this once-of-a-lifetime.
The vintage look without the vintage politics right here, guys. Come on. $32. Right. What's that?
$32. All right. $35.
$35.
Can we hear $37? $37. Go on. Awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
$37, $39.
Who has a white t-shirt? I don't even have one of these. Come on.
We're at 39. $39 going once. $39. That's a steal.
All right.
Wait, going once.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Let me start all over again.
You're going for 39?
I'm in at 37.
You want to go into 39? You can if you want to. Snag, it's all yours.
I need gas money to get home.
Okay. Going once? Going twice? Sold!
$37. Next up, we have a very excellent thing. Just reiterate, the Earth First Badass Kit. excellent gift for a family member or informant who wants to blend in. So you get a vintage t-shirt, vintage hat, the new edition of the Earth First Direct Action Manual, and a subscription to the Earth First Journal. It has like tools and resources and how-tos and diagrams.
Baddest guide ever for how to do any of these direct actions that you've been hearing about throughout Earth First history. Like, you want to rig a tripod, it's in here. You want to learn consensus, it's in here. Everything.
Everything you could possibly need, except food or water. I'm going to start with $75 because it's like a lot of stuff. So does anyone want to get this for $75, which is actually a little cheaper than it is a lot of together?
All right, we've got $75 over here. Do we hear 80?
80,
okay. 80, all right. Do we hear 82?
Ooh, yeah, 82, that's a good price.
$82, all right, 82. 90. $90. It's a seal. $90,
and
all right.
Have a subscri-
95, all right. Do we hear 100?
Yeah, an even 100.
$100.
Get metric.
Elizabeth, tipping over in a chair, but actually raise her hand. $100. I saw it. Both hands. $100, all right. Go for once. 105. $105!
Okay, go for the double win!
All right, do we hear 110? Yeah!
110, all right.
You guys, it's a real bidding war. This has never happened at a Rondi before. We've tried many times. 115, going once.
Still an excellent deal.
Snag, you know you want it. It looks good. You want a new manual, don't you? All the new J's, this hat? 115?
Yeah. You could also get this pattern if that's what's holding you back.
Either one. 115 going once?
Oh, there's different color shirts.
Anyone else can also jump into this war. It's not close. 115 going twice. 110 sold.
Right.
Come on, Andrew, come on down. Very nice.
All right.
You're going to use the Rondi money.
Yeah. We have more of these hats, so they're going for 20 each. We have more of those shirts that I guess want to sell for like 20. It seems they're 20 years old. It seems to make sense. And some from the San Gabriel Activist Conference of 1994. It has a beautiful like jaguar on it and a bird and a wreath. It's really nice. All folks here haven't gotten a journal yet or haven't looked at the journal, please come over to the table. We put the magazine out for Earth First, so if you're having some money troubles trying to get a journal, maybe you can talk to us and we can just like get you some shit so you can read it. So yeah, thanks.
So just a quick announcement from Conflict Engagement. I just want to share that a little earlier, someone named Scooby came up to me, and he wanted to share to me that he had come up to connect with Earth First, recognizes that sometimes people feel a little bit uncomfortable around him, but he's coming in a really respectful way. He felt like a little bit started to get uncomfortable, feeling that some of his stuff was being disrespected, and was concerned about that. And started to get angry, started to get frustrated, not knowing what to do, but then he really recognized that he wanted to respect the space, respect the people. He came over to Conflict Engagement and just asked what to do. I suggested I could just let people know that, you know, we try to respect people that can be respectful with us, and I really appreciated him stepping forward in this way. So if there's folks who want to indicate your support for Scooby being here in a respectful way, maybe we can just give some props.
Made my pitch. So dinner's ready. After the, we're gonna have one more song. Hey, sit. It's not over yet. Don't worry. But what we are gonna do is we're gonna ask that tonight, Seeds of Peace and all the volunteers, a lot of us work with a lot of different communities, and we have lots of different cultures and ways of dealing with food. And so one of the things we're gonna do tonight is to ask that we allow our elders and folks with children to just go first in line. So if you see an elder like standing farther back in line or somebody with some kids in tow, just politely let them go in front. And that is about it. We're having curried vegetables and stuff. You'll see it. It's great. Only if you join me.
Anarchist love song.
Okay.
Lakes and I want to address something that we have been flagging as a problematic situation happening in the movement. Not quite a situation. Do you want to clarify that?
Not quite a situation, but just something that we've noticed in a handful of bioregions about someone we love a lot.
It's a person. This isn't to shame them. It's because we care about them and love them.
To bring them in.
Right. Do you want to...
So, there was this campaign in Michigan. We decided to use the tactic of a tree sit, and we invited this trainer there that we care about a lot. We had a tree, and there was a higher sit and another sit below it. Part of what we were trying to protect out this forest is this really endangered squirrel. Really important, the Michigan purple gray squirrel. It's really important to our bioregion.
Kind of like a dusky sunset hue.
Yeah, totally. So this climb trainer came and invited some like really young vegan kids to like occupy the bottom sit. And we thought that was great, expanding the movement, etc. This climb trainer was occupying the top sit and was talking about how she couldn't climb unless she had enough protein, so set traps for the Michigan purple gray squirrel and kept eviscerating the squirrels onto the young vegan kids' platform. Really, it was a problematic action. We tried to get them to stop because it was kind of like Nest. Like, you don't want to eat the red tree voles. You just want to find them and photograph them. It was an issue. It's okay.
So, in Oregon, back around Occupy, I was working with Portland Rising Tide, and we were doing this action, a Halloween action, against Bank of America. We were trying to expose, like, their funding of mountaintop removal coal. And, you know, it was a Halloween action, so we, like, got professional makeup artists and a bunch of people dressed up like zombies, and we were, like, had these handbills, and we were putting fake blood and sticking them to the walls. And Ruddy came out and was out there. And so, this is during Occupy, so, like, riot cops just showed up if you sneezed. So, we go through, we're one bank, we get to the second bank, we're, like, putting these things on, and riot cops start showing up like crazy. And there's, like, we got, like, about 50 people, and Ruddy, like, I'm sorry, I used your name.
Keep going.
This individual stumbles into the alley. And I took note, and I was, like, is my friend okay? Like, what's going on? But, like, I got distracted, right? Because, like, things were heating up with the police. And the next thing we know, a flaming dumpster comes out of the alley. And Ruddy trips. Sorry, this individual trips. This person we all know and care about. Hits her head on the corner of the building. Blacks out. And this dumpster, this flaming dumpster, well-intentioned to try to, like, really separate the cops from the activists, which was a bit of a controversial thing in to begin with. But, I mean, like, heart in the right place. Has no direction, and just starts careening into the line of, like, young activists from Occupy. And the riot cops just took this as an example to, like, just, like, come down on all these activists. I got arrested that night. I got thrown against the wall. A bunch of people got just, like, rounded up and kind of heavily, well, there was some brutality.
Yeah. This other time in Kalamazoo, We were trying to have a really relaxed green action. You know, green actions are important sometimes, not to escalate, to stay chill. So we're just going to have a sign-holding action in front of City Hall about oil spills. So me and Ruddy, we biked there, had a U-lock. I stopped to get something out of the ATM. Whatever, money's evil, but sometimes you have to do it to make donations to things. Ruddy nails me around the neck, drags me to the door of the bank, and U-locks me to the door of the bank! The wrong bank! And we were supposed to be at City Hall. It was supposed to be in green. So I'm sitting here around there, and Ruddy is like, man, I got a hot date with somebody at the Trumbullplex. So starts hitchhiking to Detroit, all the way, I'm U-locked to the bank, the sign-holding people are kind of freaked out because this is their first thing, they don't know what's going on, I have to call the fire department on myself to have them pull me off. It was a bad day.
So last year, things finally took a turn for the worst. This was during, some of you heard of Cascadia Forest Defenders White Castle Tree Sit. Well, we were out in the tree sit, and Ruddy decided it was time to come down, and she had been up there, a trooper. She had been up there for, like, 3.5 weeks, just, like, holding it down.
Eating squirrels.
We don't know how she was surviving, because she kept denying resupplies. She said she had it taken care of. So she goes to rappel down, and the person that's ground supporting looks up and says, Ruddy, where's your eight? What are you using to descend on? And Ruddy yells back, "No, I'm fine. I'm fine." And we're like, this doesn't sound good. This kind of slurs a little, like. And then Ruddy all of a sudden just like drops, like 10 feet, and then catches herself. And Mesa, that's when we see what she's using as a descending device is a bum jug full of whiskey with the cap off. And so she's just stops herself, and the jug like tips back, right? Tips back, and then she lets go, drops, free falls from the other feet, catches, tips back. You know, whiskey's like flying everywhere, it's getting all over. So then she like goes and she misses, and so she goes and she gets like 20 or 30 feet, and then she catches it, and the added friction shatters the handle, shreds the rope, and beyond physics, a spark hits somewhere, shoots flames up the line. Ruddy falls, lands on the ground support, blacks out. We have to emergency evacuate the ground support. The flyer shoots up, ignites the platform. Someone had to traverse 3 traverses over to put it out. And then when Ruddy woke up in the morning, we just heartfelt had to tell her, like, this is a safety concern. And, like, we need you to leave the campaign. Like, we love you, but we need you to leave the campaign. And Ruddy apparently had blacked out and just didn't remember it. And so her initial reaction was just,
That didn't happen.
No, she called us fascists. She told us that we were fascists and that we were too intimidated by our climbing skills and that we looked bad because she was too good. What do you mean that didn't happen? Ruddy, that happened.
Ruddy, this all happens and you never remember any of it. Who else has this happened to?
Ruddy, explain why this is still on your harness. Real tree camo and 3Xs. That's not for straight edge. Suicide before surrender does not apply.
Ruddy, can you please take some responsibility for this in front of your movement?
I know! That's the most painful part!
It's come to this!
Wait. Have you had a drink yet today? Okay, good, because the last time we tried to approach you about this when you were sober, you actually broke a bottle before drinking it, and I was personally scared for my safety because, well, you tried to cut me with it.
Tim, I have urgent news.
Yeah.
Do you know why Reddy calls herself Reddy?
Why?
The alcohol! It's her cheeks!
Ah! Oh. You can't call it biocentrism if you force a feed alcohol on wildlife. I think we're done. So, Lakes and I have been simultaneously, without knowing each other, started spreading blackout drunk stories about Ruddy. And Ruddy loves them. On the phone, Ruddy, I was talking to Ruddy. Oh no, it was in person. And I said, Ruddy, I got the greatest new story. And I told her the bum jug whiskey descending device story. She loves it. She loved it. So we just want you all to know this actually isn't true.
None of it's true. Ruddy's actually like a really, really good climb trainer. Who actually really rarely drinks, also.
Yeah, anyone that knows Ruddy knows these aren't true.
But... Yeah!
And has amazing, phenomenal climbing skills. And I hear the personal climb training.
Oh, that's really good.